WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. D.C.'s status as a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants could now cost the city hundreds of millions in federal funds. The Justice Department has sent a letter to D.C. and 28 other cities and states warning that they're in danger of losing the federal crime-fighting money if their policies interfere with federal immigration enforcement. D.C.'s been given a deadline of December 8th to convince the Justice Department that is not the case. D.C. police this morning are looking for witnesses as they investigate four separate shooting incidents over a four-hour period last night. Two of the shootings occurred in northeast Washington, two more in southeast D.C., a total of five victims, one of whom died. No arrests have been made yet in any of those incidents. Montgomery County Council members have had a lot of questions after Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's big express lanes announcement over the summer, and today they're hoping to get some answers.
Montgomery County officials said there was no outreach to them before Governor Hogan introduced his $9 billion plan to put express lanes on 270 in the Beltway. Today, Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron's visiting the council for what could be a grilling.
I'm actually hoping he listens and doesn't just talk.
Councilmember Mark Alrich says there hasn't been much of that from the state so far. He doesn't see the room to widen the Beltway, and on 270...
All you need is two reversible lanes, which can be accomplished with no land takings. You don't have to knock down any of your existing bridges.
He says if the state would only hear their ideas...
We could make improvements today if we want to, without spending a lot of money.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two of every 10 Washingtonians will travel 50 miles or more this Thanksgiving. And that's the highest number in a dozen years.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving used to be the worst day to travel. Now it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, according to AAA Mid-Atlantic spokesman John Townsend.
Traffic will be horrendous because it would increase by a factor of two the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
The worst time to travel that day, between 4:45 and 6 p.m. Townsend's advice to beat insanity-inducing traffic?
You are wise to travel in off-peak times.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report takes a closer look at the summer's deadly rally in Charlottesville.
The review by the International Association of Chiefs of Police found poor communication between state and local responders led to confusion about the rules of engagement with protesters. Though the review cites the confusion about the rules of engagement, it doesn't address what they entailed. Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security Brian Moran says that is outside the scope of the state's work. Both rally attendees and counter-protesters have criticized the law enforcement response as too restrained. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As the House gets set to vote today on the GOP tax cut bill, in the Senate, the proposal is running into some trouble.
The Senate tax cut plan is facing adversity. GOP Senator Ron Johnson already said he won't vote for it, and Democratic critics say it will only help the rich get richer. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill will make taxes lower for families.
According to the Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation and recent news reports, the middle class are the biggest winners in the Senate tax plan.
The House's version of the tax bill, meanwhile, is expected to pass on Thursday. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The defending D.C. high school football champions, the H.D. Woodson High School Warriors, may have a tough time repeating as champions after 18 of its players were suspended for their part in a brawl after last Saturday's semifinal game. Woodson beat Eastern High School to earn a spot in the Turkey Bowl, but a fight broke out as the game was ending. 18 Woodson players and 9 from Eastern have now been suspended for one game by D.C. school's Chancellor Antoine Wilson. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,271. The Nasdaq at 6,706. Sports: John Wall racks up 27 points as the Wizards beat Miami. College basketball: Maryland and Georgetown win. AU and Navy lose. The Caps are in Colorado tonight, and Max Scherzer wins his second consecutive National League Cy Young Award. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 6:30. Washington's Mall WMAL.
This is chock full of information.
It's Chris Plant.
This is a revelation.
9 to noon.
Thank God for that.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters coming southbound out of Baltimore. The crash is going to be before you get to the exit, right before the exit for Route 100. So as you pass the stretch going toward the airport, you're already hitting delays. So be prepared for that and then down to the crash. Once you get to that point, then you're released. Traffic is in great shape beyond heading down through to the Beltway. On 32, coming out of Glen Elg and heading into Clarksburg, the crash is going to be eastbound 32 before 108. Accident involved a car that struck a deer. On 210, lanes are open, but on Livingston Road between 210 and Accokeek Road, that's closed. Accident brought down some wires. Virginia, uneventful, 66. We like it that way. Just some volume building here. Manassas, Centerville, same story with 95 out of Dale City to get you across the Occoquan. No problems to report on 395 as you head through Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Update sponsored by ShopVac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Well, hurry down to Lowe's to pick up your ShopVac brand wet-dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology starting at just $79. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds and some chillier air starts to filter in today. Anything in terms of precipitation will be light and widely scattered. A passing shower otherwise, plenty of cloud cover, maybe some sunshine. Upper 50s falling, maybe into the 40s by later today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Woodbridge, 47 in Bethesda, 48 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by ShopVac. An NFL owners group tells Jerry Jones he is damaging the league. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 here on WMAL. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we've got Mark Lotter at 7:05 this morning. He's the former spokesperson for Vice President Mike Pence. 7:15 this morning, Stephen Mosher joins us. He's a China expert, reacting to the president's comments yesterday and his trip just finishing up in Asia. 7:35, Dr. Tony Zeiss joins us. He's the executive director for that new Bible Museum opening up tomorrow. And then at 8:05, Congressman Steve King from Iowa is going to be here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Well, this Roy Moore thing has more twists and turns. It's crazy. This thing, and then when I said before, I said we're going to do an update on this again, because I think we're going to be doing this every single day because there are more people that come out as lawyers out. There's people talking about the signature and the yearbook being fake. This thing is just absolutely crazy. So the big thing yesterday, Roy Moore's attorney, Philip Jureggi, came out and he spoke to the press and he spoke about let me just play for you what he had to say and then we're going to go into it. So here's his attorney, Philip Jureggi, talking about Roy Moore.
I've traveled with Judge Moore all over the state, different states across the nation. I've been with him in probably over 100 different meetings and been around probably in excess of 10,000 different ladies.
Why would he say 10,000?
In Judge Moore's presence. And not once, not one time, have I ever seen him act even remotely inappropriate against any woman.
It's a very precise number.
Toward any woman. Not when they were walking away, not when he and I were in private afterwards. That's the man that I know and that I've known for the last 24 years.
10,000.
Right. So most people would say, well, that's his lawyer. Of course he's going to say that. And this we're talking almost 40 years ago when this,
right,
all this allegedly went down.
It is his job to defend Roy Moore.
Of course. So now he goes on to say that there maybe have been some lies with Gloria Allred and the press conference with Beverly Young Nelson.
Right.
During the press conference that Ms. Nelson and Gloria Allred had on Monday, they both said that Ms. Nelson, after the allegations, had never seen nor had any contact with Judge Moore. As it turns out, in 1999, Ms. Nelson filed a divorce action against her then-husband, Mr. Harris. Guess who that case was before? It was filed in Etowah County, and the judge assigned was Roy S. Moore, Circuit Judge of Etowah County. There was contact.
Ah, don't you think you remember if he had attempted to rape her, as she claims, and had left her bruised, and he tried to strangle her, her neck was bruised, and everything was so traumatic that it happened. Don't you think when you walked into that courtroom and you saw him sitting there, you would remember that?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, especially if she's using this now, this allegation, all these many years later to go after him. Clearly, she does remember the allegation. She remembers the assault. So this is an interesting detail, a very interesting detail. And, you know, it seems like that's something that's provable, right?
Right.
I mean, there's an ex-husband probably involved here who may be able to answer some questions.
Well, I'm sure someone can just go down. Vince, you spent the day at the, what was it, records with the Hall of Records?
The Library of Congress.
The Library of Congress.
The Hall of Records.
Your Hall of Records, Library of Congress, whatever. No, but someone can go down to the Hall of Records in Etowah County, and they can look up, find divorce proceedings. Those things are legal, so you can very easily see who was the judge. It's very simple. So I'm trying to see both sides. I'm trying to be fair here. So attorney Philip Jureggi went on to talk now about the signature in the yearbook. You saw a lot of social media yesterday making the rounds saying, wait a minute, there's something hinky about the signature. Here's the attorney.
When he was on the bench, his assistant, whose initials are capital D period, A period, Delbra Adams, would stamp his signature on documents and then put capital D period, A period. That's exactly how the signature appears on the divorce decree that Judge Moore signed, dismissing the divorce action with Ms. Nelson.
Delbra Adams is the name? Delbra Adams.
Yeah, and the signature in this yearbook says Roy Moore, D.A. He was not the D.A. in 1977. He was the assistant D.A. So he would not have signed a signature D.A. unless he was trying to make himself feel, you know.
If he was like trying to overinflate his self-worth, that's the theory. But now this presents this new rub that his signature would appear with the initials DA after it because of this fellow Delbra Adams who was working on the court at the court at the time.
Right.
So you've got all of these new, and I guess, look, is it true? Who knows? Is any of it true? Who knows? But as the defense attorney, as the guy who's defending his client here, Roy Moore, his job is to provide all of the mitigating evidence he can and to demonstrate that there's enough plausible deniability here that you shouldn't reflexively take the words of Beverly Nelson to be true. And I think in some ways he succeeded in definitely scrambling the story a bit yesterday to make people go, whoa, wait a second, what is going on here? Now, what didn't he do? What he didn't do was go after the other accusers. What he didn't do, what he did was specifically, he's basically using the most audacious accuser as a template, as a proxy by which to say all allegations against Roy Moore are false. Obviously, that you can't, that doesn't work. That's a fallacy to assume if one is wrong, the rest are. So they have a lot of work cut out for them in order to, you know, disprove. And it's hard. I mean, you can't disprove a negative, right? It's hard. Right. It's hard to defend yourself against something like this. But again, all of these allegations on the record, specifics, and in the case of Beverly Nelson, a bunch of little data points upon which the press and the public can double back and actually reflect, okay, what's true here and what actually happened?
Yeah, and the lawyer flatly denies the signature.
Everything on that page, they said, was written by Judge Moore. Now, Judge Moore not only has denied everything she said before, but now flatly denies that. And he says it's not true.
All right, he says it's not true. The lawyer, that yearbook, the lawyer wants that yearbook. He wants to be able to examine it.
Here's the problem. A handwriting expert can't look at a copy on the internet, right? They've got to look at an original. So right now, Trent Garman, our attorney, has sent a letter or is sending a letter to Gloria Allred demanding that the yearbook be released.
That's the lawyer's lawyer, by the way. The lawyer's attorney. Yeah, release the yearbook. And one of the questions he asked is about the ink in the yearbook.
We demand that you immediately release the yearbook to a neutral custodian so that our expert, you can send your expert as well if you'd like to, so that our expert can look at it, not a copy on the internet, the actual document, so that we can see the lettering, we can see the ink on the page, we can see the indentations, and we can see how old is that ink. Is it 40 years old or is it a week old?
So as he was saying this yesterday, as he was, like, literally at the moment he was saying this, I emailed Gloria Allred, and I asked her, will you be releasing the yearbook? Are you going to release the yearbook so somebody can take a look at this thing and do the handwriting analysis that Roy Moore and his team are asking for? She fired back a statement. We can share it with you in a moment.
And also, a man named Bernie Bernstein is now involved in this entire brouhaha with Roy Moore. So much to cover. It's 6:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a lot to cover in the traffic as well. And whammy, we have a lot of things happening. 395. As you're coming in out of Shirlington, be ready because up ahead you're going to hit this jam traffic trying to get across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Car overturned before the 3rd Street Tunnel. So, boy, we have a lot going on. Again, this is going to be 395 North into town. Accident before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also, 210, lanes are open, but on Livingston Road, between 210 and Accokeek Road, looks like they're trying to get some traffic by an accident that brought down some wires. So watch for police direction. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound crash before Route 100 gives us early delays there. Making your travels out of Glen Elg on Route 32. If you're coming out of West Friendship, you might want to rethink because 32 is jammed to 108. Accident involved a car that struck a deer in that area. On single car crash reported on D.C., 295 coming southbound right near East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, clouds, some sun. There's a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 59. The temperatures are going to fall a little bit this afternoon, and it's going to be windy with winds up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 39, and then tomorrow, sun, some clouds, a high of 53. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 45 degrees at 6:17. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
Talking about this Roy Moore affair, is that a bad word to use? And so we were just talking about how his lawyer is saying, we want the yearbook, we want to see it, we have a right to examine it. If you're going to use that as a pretext to go after my client, we want to see it, we want to see the signature, we want to see the ink. Was the ink from 40 years ago? And I saw somebody on social media said, wait a minute, who signs a yearbook in December? You graduate in June, you tote your yearbook around, you get everybody to sign it, and then you go on with your life, and your yearbook goes, and you're not carrying your yearbook around in December. Maybe, who signs a yearbook in December?
Maybe it was his Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Okay. A yearbook signature.
All right.
That she could repurpose years later. So, I said,
tell us about Gloria.
Yeah, Gloria Allred releasing a statement yesterday. Yesterday I emailed a letter to the chairs of the United States Senate Judiciary Committee and the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Ethics, in which I formally requested that those committees conduct a hearing within the next 2 weeks regarding the accusations made by the five women now, who claim that they were all victims of Roy Moore when they were teens. She says her client, Beverly Nelson, volunteers to testify under oath at a hearing before those committees. She also urged the committees to subpoena Roy Moore to testify under oath about his denials. Also, she said if either or both committees agree to conduct that hearing, that's when they'll turn over the yearbook. They'll have it examined by an independent expert or experts who would then obtain exemplars of Mr. Moore's handwriting during the period in question, going back to 1977, finding, you know, old term papers that he may have had to write, and compare that handwriting to the one in the yearbook.
But here's the thing. So he's, again, he signed her yearbook. Does that mean he assaulted her? Is that proof that he assaulted her? Even if he signed the yearbook, is that proof that he assaulted her? I don't know. I just love that she wants a full-blown investigation into the man before the election to smear him as much as humanly possible, and then she'll present evidence.
Well, this is Gloria Allred.
That is true. Let's talk about Bernie Bernstein. Have you ever heard of Bernie Bernstein? Bernie Bernstein is allegedly, or puts himself up as a reporter for the Washington Post. And this alleged Bernie Bernstein, alleged reporter for the Washington Post, was making robocalls. And was calling people, and one of the people who was called was a pastor, His name is Al Moore. He's from Criolla, Alabama. And he says he doesn't, you know, answer messages from numbers he doesn't know. But he got a message on his answering machine. And it says, "Hi, this is Bernie Bernstein. I'm a reporter for the Washington Post calling to find out if anyone at this address is a female between the ages of 54 to 57 years old, willing to make damaging remarks about candidate Roy Moore for a reward of between $5,000 and $7,000. We will not be investigating these claims. However, we will make a written report. I can be reached by email at albernstein@washingtonpost.com. Thank you." So, of course, it makes it to the news, and it's totally phony. The Washington Post doesn't have a reporter named Bernie Bernstein. Mm-hmm. Upon further investigation, you can't even find a reporter named Bernie Bernstein anywhere, according to the local television station that investigated this. And they find at least one person, at least so two people now have been received this phone call from someone claiming falsely to be from the Washington Post. But I'm not quite sure what this message was supposed to do, because they say you'll get a reward between $5,000 and $7,000, but we're not going to investigate the claim. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm pretty sure if I'm just going to go with my gut here, there's some dirty politics being played. I mean, this is like, you know, some kind of lowbrow political consultant who's like trying to help Roy Moore by scrambling the message in the state and being like, let's make it look like the Washington Post is paying people for false testimony against Roy Moore. Let's make it look like that. Because, you know, it'll help scramble the message as Roy Moore plummets towards Election Day.
Yeah, well, speaking of scrambling the message, another one of Moore's attorneys, Trenton Gorman, was on MSNBC, and he was trying to bring up Ali Velshi's background, because he's Muslim, to justify Roy Moore. And it was really weird and scrambled and uncomfortable.
If Roy Moore doesn't remember, how could he say that it's definitively false? And number two, why would he need permission from any of these girls' mothers if they weren't underage?
Sure, that's a good question. And culturally speaking, obviously there's differences. I looked up Allie's background there. Wow, that's awesome that you have got such a diverse background. It's really cool to read through that. But point is this.
What does Allie's background have to do with dating a 14-year-old?
I'm not finished with the context of it.
Well, please answer. What does Ali Velshi's background have to do with dating under children, 14-year-old girls?
Sure. In other countries, there's arrangement through parents for what we would refer
Ali's
to as
from
consensual marriage. So
Ali's from Canada.
I understand that.
Oof. It was uncomfortable and weird, and I don't think he helped his client at all with that.
The guy needs a little media training.
Yeah, a little bit.
You don't stick your foot right in the hornet's nest and then just wiggle your toes.
So they might want to keep Trent off of television and keep him from... Maybe he should just make written, prepared statements. 623 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next, this week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled, so your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed, so everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at PassTaxReform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
It's 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And good morning, Jamie.
Oh, boy, good morning. Grab that cup of joe and go. For some of us already, some major delays. Update is brought to you by, sponsored by Spot Hero. 395 jam, trying to get past the Pentagon into town. The crash on the freeway involves a car that's overturned before the 3rd Street Tunnel. So at least two lanes that are still blocked as crash cleanup continues. This also gives us delays on the George Washington Parkway. That's because those commuters trying to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge, which is essentially almost at a standstill there. Just a mess. So I want you to be prepared for that. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a little bit better news. The crash southbound at Route 100, that's been cleared to the shoulder. We still have the volume. It's starting to see some improvement close you get to the crash. If you're coming out of West Friendship and you use Route 32, heavier than normal this morning, 32 East, as you come up to Clarksville, 108, that's where we had a car that struck a deer and still a bit of activity there. Hey, 270, guess what? Nothing reported through Urbana and Hyattstown. Getting into Germantown, it's just been about the volume. I don't have anything reported along the way there for you. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. Clouds in this morning. Maybe some breaks at times and a passing shower as we get into the afternoon. Sunshine will start to mix in at times. Upper 50s today and then falling temperatures this afternoon, maybe even into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 45 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
All right, so Senator Ron Johnson has become the first Republican senator yesterday to announce his opposition to the Senate's tax plan. He says that that plan benefits corporations more than other kinds of businesses because the Senate bill, the way it handles pass-through income, is very different. It's treated very differently than corporate rates, not as low. So he's upset with that. He's against it. He says, if they can pass it without me, let them. I'm not going to vote for this tax package. Meanwhile, the president of the United States off to the House today to talk to members of Congress. They're set to vote on that tax bill today. Coming up this morning, we're going to be talking at 7:05 to Mark Lotter, the former spokesman for Vice President Mike Pence. And at 8:05, we'll talk to Representative Steve King. Both about taxes. 627 now.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions. Ready for the bonus round?
Yes, Bob.
You're asked to bring a sausage dish to a holiday party. What kind of sausage do you use?
Whatever's on sale?
Oh, incorrect.
Oh, man.
Tell them what the right answer is.
It's simple. The answer is Premio Sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own special touch for the perfect meal. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Okay, you've heard about the tax bill they're trying to push through Congress, right?
Well, listen up, because your taxes could be going up.
You know that deduction for state and local taxes on your federal return?
They want to kill it, hitting Virginians with a new double tax.
Think that's bad? It gets worse. While the bill eliminates your state and local tax deduction, they're letting big corporations keep theirs.
You pay more, they pay less.
And how about this? New cuts to the home mortgage deduction.
That could cost homeowners thousands while driving down your property value.
But you don't have to take it. Call Congresswoman Comstock and Congressman Whitman now at 202-225-3121.
Or just Google U.S. Capitol for the phone number.
Tell them to vote no on the tax bill. Vote no on a scam that double taxes the middle class and explodes the deficit.
Call now, 202-225-3121. Americans Against Double Taxation paid for this message.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit.
DINOVITE.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, those three basketball players from UCLA who were arrested in China, they are back. And they had someone to thank for being back. And also Mariah Carey, the queen of Christmas, may not be performing for Christmas. We'll give you the details. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. police are investigating four separate shooting incidents last night involving five victims in all, one of whom has died from her injuries. The shootings were spread across town, two in northeast, two in southeast. No arrests have been made, though, in any of the incidents. Senate Republicans not only have tax reform and tax cuts on the agenda, but also the Obamacare individual mandate. And the Senate plan is now running into some headwinds.
AARP has now come out against the plan, not because it would end the individual mandate, but because its costs to the Treasury might automatically trigger cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. And on the tax proposal itself, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he is against it because it favors corporations and the wealthy too much. The House is set to vote on its version of tax reform today. Bob Costantini, Washington.
One of Roy Moore's accusers claims he signed her high school yearbook back in 1977. The lawyer for the Alabama Senate candidate doubts her story.
Attorney Philip Jaregi wants Beverly Young Nelson's 1977 high school yearbook to be released.
We need to have our handwriting expert draw some conclusions. I'm not going to draw them today, and I'm not going to make any allegations that we can't support with an expert.
The attorney for the campaign says Moore vehemently denies signing the book, and he wants it examined to see if it's a fraud. Nelson's attorney, Gloria Allred, said she'll hand it over, but on one condition.
Is he or is he not going to stand up, take the oath, and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help him God, before the United States Senate?
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,271. The Nasdaq at 6,706. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. It's now four straight wins for the Wizards as they beat Miami. College hoops wins for Maryland and Georgetown. Losses for AU and Navy. The Caps are in Colorado tonight. And Max Scherzer wins the National League Cy Young Award. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. With caring pharmacists, medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. Where is it convenient? And where do I matter? At Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the big screen store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear. British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous leaning towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions, the brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC7. Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, from earless headphones to a touchscreen computer mirror, we're showing you this year's hottest holiday gadgets and gizmos. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6.
Eric Stewart of Long & Foster Realtors has a number of free seminars coming up at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when's the best time to put your house on the market. Eric is inviting you to attend free, but space is limited, so go to ericstewartgroup.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. Register now and get your spot reserved. ericstewartgroup.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Phil, our tough spot right now continues, or a couple of them, but major delays. 395 to get into our nation's capital. Cross the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Now, this crash on the freeway is right before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Involves an overturned car. And looks like barely getting by to the right lane. So from time to time, they're even stopping that right lane. So that's why we're just inching along. George Washington Parkway affected as well, with the delays to merge up onto the 14th Street Bridge. As for 95, having delays, looks like thick of it right now. Dale City heading off and on toward Lorton, Newington. And now as you approach the Beltway toward Edsel Road, in that stretch, we had a report of a broken down car. Wilson Bridge backups start to form before St. Barnabas Road. Route 32, that's been a tough go this morning. Continues to be with the crash on 32 eastbound. If you're heading into Clarksville, crash before 108 involved a deer that was struck. And again, Metro Rail dealing with problems this morning. Blue Line trains single tracking between Morgan Boulevard and Largo Town Center due to a power issue. And because of this, the Silver Line is affected as well and only runs between Wheelie Avenue and Stadium Armory. So expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Eventually into the upper 50s by about midday, early afternoon, and then falling temperatures into the 40s this afternoon. Clear the sky tonight as the front clears, 39 outside the Beltway, colder. A light breeze out of the northwest, cloud sunshine on Friday, 53. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Haymarket, 46 in Greenbelt, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Morning. Happy Thursday morning. Joining us in about half an hour at 7:05 is Mark Lauder. He's the former spokesman for Vice President Pence. We'll discuss what to expect from the tax overhaul. At 7:15, Stephen Mosher is an expert on China. We'll get his take on President Trump's trip to Asia. At 7:35, Dr. Tony Zeiss, the executive director of the Bible Museum, will be with us because that is opening tomorrow. And at 8:05, Representative Steve King is with us to talk taxes and DACA. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. You know, as if L.A. didn't have enough problems, UCLA had some problems this week. Three of their athletes were detained in China after they were caught shoplifting from a Louis Vuitton store. This story's become one that's pretty well known now. It's been an international crisis. LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley. They were in China to play a game. They decided to steal some sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store, get busted, detained by the Chinese government. And it just so happens the president of the United States was in Asia in that time frame. He raised the issue with President Xi, and sure enough, the president was able to secure their release. We got a tweet from the president of the United States yesterday. He didn't even wait for the players to fail to thank him before he requested their thank yous. He got on Twitter yesterday morning at 10 o'clock writing, "Do you think the three UCLA basketball players will say thank you, President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail." So now that was the president yesterday morning. Well, sure enough, the players made their way back to the United States after their release, sat down for a press conference, read from prepared remarks. And this is what that sounds like when you're a college student who got busted for shoplifting in China and released by the president of the United States.
I would like to thank everyone involved in this whole ordeal. Thank you to Chris, Doug, Gloria, and Jerry for staying with us the whole time. Thank you to the police department, which treated us very well. Thank you to the Pac-12 and the whole UCLA community that helped us the whole way. And thank you to the United States government and President Trump for your efforts to bring us home.
There it is. Thank you, President Trump. Very grateful. I saw USA Today pointed out, like, you know, the president was stuck spending time pleading for the release of three student athletes instead of being able to talk about, you know, I don't know, North Korea or all many of the other things on his agenda, thanks to their behavior over there. That was Jay Hill you just heard from. Here's Cody Riley thanking the president.
To President Trump and the United States government, thank you for taking the time to intervene on our behalf. We really appreciate you helping us out.
LiAngelo Ball also had this to say.
I would also like to thank President Trump and the United States government for the help that they provided as well. I'm grateful to be back home, and I'll never make a mistake like this again.
Boy, I would be too.
Yeah. So, do you think they wrote those statements?
I mean, it's a long flight back from China.
Because it's just amazing they all think the same people. I just, you know, I'm pretty sure those pretty statements sure. were put in front of them, and they somebody were told, read this.
At least somebody was leaning on them. They were given copy points. Let's go to the reaction to this, though. So was it charitable to the president's delivering of our three Americans home? Let's find out. Over to CNN.
The Band-Aid off right. conversation is you have these three black men and you have this you know, white president, and part of it has been the undertone of based upon previous
tweets. I was trying to step in.
and where I'm going with it is you have this, you know, president essentially saying to these three black men, essentially like, where's my apology?
You better thank me. Because I got you home, and isn't it amazing to see three black athletes thanking the president? I don't think that's going to make someone like Colin Kaepernick second guess his thoughts on police brutality or any of the other athletes who have serious issues with race in this country or police brutality. I don't think it's going to change their minds. Yeah. But Trump got a very small ego boost today.
I just heard two white ladies say the word black like 100 times in a story that involves simply getting Americans back into the United States. If Trump is proud of anything, it's returning Americans to the United States. What does their skin color have to do with this?
Am I the only one who heard police brutality thrown in there? What? It was almost like a word jumble game where they had to use all of the words in their conversation or else they lose. So they were just throwing in random words. Colin Kaepernick and police brutality. What? It's ridiculous.
Brooke Baldwin and SC Cup, by the way. And I like SC. I think she was drawn into it by Brooke. I'm going to blame Brooke here. Brian Stelter and Brooke Baldwin had more to say on the subject.
By the way, I think they probably would have said thank you if the president hadn't tweeted about it. I think they probably would have said thank you regardless.
What's this? Is this about credit with the president? I mean, I read Chris Liz's piece about, you know, what does this tweet mean from the president? He makes this whole point about, is this about me and about I being the president need credit for this?
It feels like a little bit of resentment politics playing into the notion that he is owed gratitude.
It's Brian Stelter. I like to have Brian Stelter is the guy to which we turn to render judgment on everything on CNN.
Do we?
Yeah, he's like, he's infallible. He's like CNN's Pope. What does Brian Stelter think about this? Well, I think the president is a selfish jerk. Okay, we'll go with that.
I liked your imitation there. It's sincerest form of flattery. 6:43 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
You know, have you thought about finding a new dentist? You like your dentist, but you're not thrilled. Maybe you could go with a new dentist. Do yourself a favor. Visit Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I did it. I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. I'm not a fan about visiting the dentist. I don't know anybody who is. But I got to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, and they made me feel comfortable. I told them what makes me nervous, why I don't like going to the dentist. They're like, totally normal. You are not alone. They want you to be comfortable so you can get into the routine of keeping your teeth healthy. You can have a smile you can be proud of, and you don't delay a dental visit until you're in pain. They reassured me everything that I felt that I was nervous about as I said, normal. I didn't feel judged, which was really important. They're compassionate, caring dentists who get it. And Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who have any dental fears can visit safely. So learn more about sedation dentistry. If you have a nagging tooth pain or if you just need a wonderful dentist, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go Maryland. It looks like this crash now escalating as far as the closures on Route 32. We're talking about the crash as you come out of West Friendship. Might want to rethink coming off of 70. It is just jammed, the crash, as you head into Clarksville. So eastbound 32 before 108 with the incident. Now they're telling me that they're shutting down the westbound lanes as well to deal with this. Several cars have been involved in this crash. Let's go into the district where it's difficult to get into the district, jammed as you make your trip. It's almost looks like it's back to King Street now. So coming out of Landmark, across the 14th Street Bridge, this crash on the freeway involves an overturned vehicle before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. So everyone pushing through that stretch affected, as is the George Washington Parkway and the opposite side as well. As you're coming off the 11th Street Bridge, you're checking out all this activity through that area. Accokeek, reminder, the Livingston Road between Accokeek Road and 210, we had a crash that brought down some wires. Police are trying to direct you around there. Initially, they had everybody stop. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds and some chillier air starts to filter in today. Anything in terms of precipitation will be light and widely scattered. A passing shower otherwise, plenty of cloud cover, maybe some sunshine. Upper 50s falling, maybe into the 40s by later today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 45 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Vince, you've got some news.
Yeah, of course I do. Always have news from the President of the United States, rushing it to you as it's coming up, hot off the Twitter presses. You think they're going to let him keep his verification? They might punish him.
I'm pretty sure he can keep it.
Twitter yanking people's verification with which they disagree these days. The president tweeting just a few minutes ago, having listened to our illustrious segment here in Mornings on the Mall, probably, to the three UCLA players, I say, you're welcome. Now go out and give a big thank you to President Xi Jinping of China, who made your release possible, and have a great life. Be careful. There are many pitfalls on the long and winding road of life.
That's a great tweet. And he's right. They should thank the president of China. They really should.
Dispensing some wisdom.
Yeah.
And also saying, and by the way, sharing the credit here with China. China. So President Xi Jinping, obviously instrumental in getting them released. The president tweeting about it mere moments ago. This after, cut 20 here. This is mere moments after Brian Stelter and Brooke Baldwin had this to say yesterday on CNN.
We believe that President Trump has violated the Constitution.
The other cut 20. It turns out we have two cut 20s today. Oh. The prior cut 20, Mike McKay. Here it goes.
By the way, I think they probably would have said thank you if the president hadn't tweeted about it. And they probably would have said thank you regardless.
What's this? Is this about credit with the president. I mean, I read Chris Liz's piece about, you know, what does this tweet mean from the president?
What
he makes
this
whole point
mean?
About, is this about me and about I, being the president, need credit for this?
It feels like a little bit of resentment politics playing into the notion that he is owed gratitude.
No. In fact, he's sharing it with China. Communist China. President Xi Jinping getting some credit today. So anyway.
I can't wait to hear how they criticize that. That'll be the next criticism. Can you believe
the president colluding with China? colluding with China to affect the lives of black Americans. Yeah, well, yeah, he got them released, CNN. So that happened. So I bet those guys are grateful. By the way, UCLA has suspended those players, quote, indefinitely. Now, when we hear the word indefinitely, that often means forever. But in this case, indefinitely means they're not sure how long yet. Although, you kind of deserve it.
They do deserve it, but LiAngelo Ball has a famous brother, and they're UCLA. So, you know.
They'll survive, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
they'll
absolutely
survive.
That's where I put my money on that one. 650 on WMAL.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Whoa! 7 on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Tis the season to give thanks for the TGIT winter finales.
I need this.
First, the Grey's winter finale in 3 words. Twisty, terrifying, terminal.
What the hell is happening?
Why is everybody dying?
What?
Then, one scandal gladiator may be gone for good.
Quinn's dead, right?
You don't know that.
And on how to get away with murder.
Where's my baby?
What happened that insane night?
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, from earless headphones to a touchscreen computer mirror, we're showing you this year's hottest holiday gadgets and gizmos. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than 2 decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. And happy Friday Eve, Jess.
Happy Friday Eve, Mary. Good morning. The Dow is coming off its lowest level in 3 weeks. It dropped 130 points yesterday, but we're seeing green on the screen this morning. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Markets in Europe are higher. Asia, they're mostly higher right now. Crude oil is ticking a little lower this morning. Thanksgiving is 1 week from today. Retailers are not only gearing up for the holiday shopping season, one big one will report quarterly earnings before the opening bell this morning. We're waiting for results from Walmart. Other chains reporting today include Williams-Sonoma, The Gap, and Ross Stores. When a new phone comes out, why does your phone seem slower? Well, the New York Times says tech giants like Apple release operating system upgrades at the same time they release new phones, so older devices have trouble with those, oftentimes making your phone feel sluggish. One thing retailers cannot do online. Hand you a cup of cocoa while you walk by the Christmas windows. Macy's windows debut tonight in New York City, and Macy's Metro Center holiday window unveiling is at 3 this Sunday afternoon. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have big problems still continuing to get into town. If you missed it, 395 northbound jammed as you come out of the Landmark area. This is all to get onto the freeway crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Overturned car involved, so a lot of cleanup still underway. On the rails, also Blue Line. Again this week, we've been having some problems. Blue Line continues to single track between Morgan Boulevard and Largo Town Center due to a power issue. Maryland commuters on 32 can try to avoid, please, coming out of West Friendship, just crawling to get into Clarksville. The crash, a couple cars and a deer involved, so it's a little bit busy here. 32 as you approach 108, and they're closing the westbound side as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march. The air really not that much colder back behind it, but a difference is coming, at least a slight difference, compared to where we are this morning is when we'll see temperatures rise, eventually into the upper 50s by midday, early afternoon, and then falling temperatures into the 40s this afternoon. A gusty west wind around. We'll clear the sky tonight as the front clears, 39 outside the Beltway, colder. A light breeze out of the northwest, cloud sunshine on Friday, 53. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 45 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
This week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
It's coming.
Not listening.
It's coming. Mariah Carey. That's her voice. She's normally a fixture now at Christmas. It goes the ranking, by the way, of Christmas icons. I think it goes Santa Claus, maybe Jesus first. We'll do him first, and then Santa Claus, and then Mariah Carey. She appears like about rank 3 on the Christmas icons list now because, you know, whatever else her music career is doing in this stage, it's really about the Christmas season for her. She gets rolled out like Santa Claus at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. They're like, let's do it. It's Mariah Carey time. And, you know, I think she's done a lot of good for the world. Her music has overtaken Christmas Shoes, I think, as one of the most overplayed songs, and for a good reason. Mariah Carey is catchy. She has this song. Not many people can write new Christmas classics. This one, I think, will endure for a while. All I Want for Christmas Is You. So that's big. But the problems are starting already for Miss Mariah Carey. It's not even Black Friday yet, and she's making an announcement now. A devastating one for those of you who were eagerly anticipating her live performances this year. She says that she has the flu and an upper respiratory infection. She said on Wednesday on Twitter, lambs, that's what she calls her fans, lambs, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, it seems I've received a present of my own. A lovely upper respiratory infection after last week's flu. Black. You know there is nothing I love more than celebrating the holidays with my festive Christmas show, but I have to take my doctor's orders and rest until he says I can sing on stage. Until then, unfortunately, I have to cancel the first several shows of my upcoming Christmas tour. I'm going to do all that I can so that I can see you soon. And then she tweeted a bunch of various emojis that are evocative of Christmas themes. So you really get the feeling of how she's regretting that she won't be able to perform these Christmas concerts this year.
Well, how many Christmas concerts do we know? How many she usually did? Does she only do concerts at Christmas? Is that the only time she does concerts now? Probably, right?
People pay. They want to see these Christmas songs. According to Entertainment Tonight, some of her upcoming Christmas concerts at the Caesars Windsor in Ontario have been canceled, and another at the, in Ontario, California, rather. And another at the Chicago Theater has been canceled. Tickets are now being refunded. I imagine, though, if she did sing, it might sound something like this.
For Christmas.
It's hard to sing with a flu. You don't want to do that. You got to clear out that upper respiratory infection, or else you make sounds that are like this.
Yeah!
Ooh. Ooh. That poor girl. Of course, that was somebody isolated her voice, I think, from her Times Square performance a couple years ago. She doesn't always have it, but she's always a diva.
What happened to... Oh, poor Mariah. That hurts just listening to it. Vince, tell him what's coming up next.
Get better, Mariah. Coming up next, we've got the former vice president spokesman, Mark Lotter, joining us to talk taxes.
And also, Steve Mosher, he is an expert on China, and he will get his take on the president's trip to Asia and where we go from here. It is now 7 o'clock. That means WMAL News.